Hey there, kids. Yes, it's me. It's your old pal Stu here. Once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. He shoots and he scores. Yeah, we're going to jump on the Jets bandwagon a little bit tonight, sort of, kind of. You've seen the guy's mask, right? We got just a boatload of brand new music to play for you tonight. We're very excited about it. And there's some very exciting album release shows to go along with most of them. Yep. Also, the guy responsible for one of my favorite songs of all time passed away last week. So we're going to listen to that along with some other absolutely sublime, perfect pop songs. It's all going down tonight on the Twang Trust. Stay tuned. You won't regret it.
Thank you. Hey folks, this is Whitney Rose, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Well, there it is, title track to the brand new Whitney Rose album, Heartbreaker of the Year. Oh, it's so fine. It's so fine. Finally got the whole record today, and let me tell you, it does not disappoint. No. I got a little bit more from it to spin you here tonight at the top of the show. Of course, the new record produced by none other than Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and many Mavericks making an appearance all over the record. Drummer Paul Deacon is there. Jerry Dale McFadden on keyboards. Who else is on there? There's the bass player. Michael, the bass player. Bottle Clinker at the Stew Dome. You may remember that. It's just a phenomenal record. In fact, don't tell Raul I said this, okay? But I actually like the Whitney Rose record better than the new Mavericks record. And I like the new Mavericks record. In fact, did you know the Mavericks are on TV tonight on Conan O'Brien? So check out Conan tonight if you want to get a little live taste of the Mavs. Still my favorite live band going right now. They'll be in town at Club Regent on Friday, July 24th. Get your tickets now. And if you want to do some serious boogalooing with all the cool kids down front, make sure you get into the party pit. That's what they call it. There's a special section. You have to actually have a ticket to get into the party pit at the front of the stage. They don't do it at every show there. Only for shows where they know, you know, good-hearted dancers will be in attendance. And I guess they have like a special drop-down thing so it doesn't, you know, you're not annoying the people sitting down. I don't know. I haven't been there yet, but that's what I hear anyway. So, but yeah, make sure you buy a party pit ticket for that show if you're wanting to get up and do the boogaloo with all us cool kids down front. We got something from the brand new Mavericks record coming up. But first, let's hear one more from the brand new Whitney Rose record. And this one, you know, most of the songs feature Raul on background vocals. This one's kind of a little more up front than you might expect it to be. And it's pretty swell. You might remember this one going back to the days of Ronnie and the Ronettes.
Won't you say you Hey, Winnipeg, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks. The punches are coming fast and hard here on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey, folks, this is Robert Ellis, and you're listening.
My friends and family said, come and say goodbye to me, that little girl you used to know. Had you up and go, gonna see some changes now, bound to happen anyhow. No one knows how and when, so hold on tight. My own counted to three. My heart was pounding like a drum. Beat you here when danger's coming. Every move so rough and fast. That ride would never last. Rock bottom was the ground as I fell down.
Yes, if you check the liner notes, Stu Reed is listed as Ooze in the album jacket there. That's the new Whitney Rose album, Heartbreaker of the Year. Indeed, there's a little number called My First Rodeo. And before that, the producer of the album, Raul Malo from the Mavericks, from their new record, Mono, and What Am I Supposed to Do? Raul and Whitney duetting on the old Ronettes number, Be My Baby, at the top of that set. Yes, indeed. It's wow. I don't know if we'll be able to claim her as our own for much longer when folks get a taste of that, if there's any justice at all. Of course, there is no justice, musically speaking, in the world anymore. But I don't know. I don't know how any industry is going to... not jump all over this record. I don't care what shape it's in. It's just too good. Oh, my. Well, when we come back, we're going to lace up the skates. Stay tuned.
Hey, Have you cast your vote for the CKUW's People's Choice Awards?
I did. It was such a struggle to pick my favorite. There are so many that I listen to and love.
The CKUW's People's Choice Awards gives you the chance to nominate your favorite show host, your favorite spoken word show, and favorite music show.
Vote online at ckuw.ca until April 6th. Winners will be announced at the 9th Annual Volunteer Awards and Listener Appreciation Party on May 2nd from 1 to 4 in Convocation Hall at the University of Winnipeg.
Cast your vote to celebrate our volunteers and volunteer-made programming.
Go to ckuw.ca.
Sleepy town ain't got the guts to budge. Baby, this emptiness has already been judged. I wanna go out tonight. I wanna find out what I got. You're a strange part of me. Mechanical world, got my arms open wide and my blood is running hot. We'll take the midnight road right to the devil's door, and even the white angels of Eden with their flaming swords won't be stop us from hitting town in this dirty old form. Well, it don't take no nerve when you got nothing to guard. I got tombstones in my eyes and I'm running real hard. My baby was a lover and the world just blew her away. Once they tried to steal my heart, beat it right out of my head. But baby, they didn't know that I was born dead. I am the Iceman, fighting for the right to. Riding hellbound in the dirt, better than bright lines of the freeway, better than the shadows of your daddy's church, better than the waiting, baby, better off is the search.
Well, we send that one out to who else? Old Pav. Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. They should have had him in there last night, huh? Yeah, yep. Five in a row. Five wins in a row for Pav and the Jets. Until last night, it all came to a crashing halt. But, you know, they got to give the guy a rest, right? They got Montreal here tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see. Now, yeah, I know. I hate sports. I have no use for sports. But have you seen the guy's mask? Come on. Come on. Yeah, we're trying to get Pav on the show. I made a plea to get him to come down here and hang out and play his favorite Bruce songs and stuff. You know, they'll probably ignore me, but we'll see. And he's busy now, let's face it. I ain't expecting it to happen real soon. You know, wait till the season's officially over. Hopefully it'll be, you know, later than sooner. That'd be nice. Don't you think? I think so.
But you know, hockey. All of a sudden, I'm starting to care in a weird way. I haven't in a long, long time, but I used to when I was a little kid. You know, like all little kids are hockey fanatics. Of course, I go back to the days before, you know, way before Winnipeg had any kind of a team. At least, you know, well, way, way back they did. But, you know, when I was growing up, my favorite team was the Leafs. Yeah, that's only because I had relatives in Toronto. That's the only reason I really picked Toronto. And then, you have to have a favorite player. And, you know, of course, you watch a couple of Leafs games in the early 70s, and, you know, one guy jumps out at you. The captain himself, the great Dave Keon. And, so Dave Keon was like the Bruce Springsteen of my youth. And loved the guy to pieces. And just recently, a book came out from old Dave Bedini of Rheostatics fame called Keon and Me. I remember seeing him. Dave did a book reading at Times Change a few years ago. And this was well before the book came out. And he actually did a reading from it. He had just started work on it. And he did read a chapter or a fairly lengthy passage from the book at Times Change that night. And I couldn't believe it, and it blew me away. And I said, this is a book, obviously, I'm going to buy. And it came out way sooner than I expected, and I just got it, finally. It had been out for a while without me even knowing about it. But I finally got it, and I finished reading it the other night, and it's such a great book. You don't even have to care much about hockey. You know, it's more a story of, a boy becoming a man, really, with, and hockey is the battleground, as it were. But it's just a great book. If you're looking for a good book to read, Keon and Me by Dave Bedini, pick it up. I still don't really care about the Rheostatics, but, you know, man, the guy can write it a yarn, you know? But mentioned in the book, and of course, in more ways than one, he talks a lot about Reggie Leach. I won't give anything away, because it is a pivotal part in the book. But he does mention Reggie Leach, of course, the Riverton Rifle, who is sung about on the last solo record from our own John K. Sampson. Let's listen in now.
We, the undersigned, put forth his name. Where as Reggie Leach was born and played. Minor hockey back in my hometown. The rifle fired his first 500 here. Slapped his way into the NHL. We, the undersigned, put forth his name. Whereas some of us weren't always fair. To the native kid on borrowed skates. Chippy ghoulies and Ukrainians. In the corners with our elbows up. The undersigned put forth his name. Whereas Reggie on a playoff run. Go buy the new TV. Put his youngest by the window place. Split antenna in her tiny hands. The undersigned put forth his name. Whereas photos from the old Tribune. Of Reggie smiling with the Stanley Cup. Curled their corners, dropped off bedroom walls. Left a square of where they used to be. We, the undersigned, put forth his name to the Hockey Hall of Fame. The undersigned put forth his name to the Hockey Hall.
Therefore
of
we,
the undersigned.
The Hockey Hall of Fame. Got a friend in BC. Know some winders kissing New York. And I wanna buy a motorcycle and cut up to some farm somewhere in this Cushit County, where the hills are round and green. Round and green, round and green. Where the hills are round and green. Late nights make me really tired. All this jamming gives me headache. Like listening to earthquakes. All wired up for rock and roll. Mama only listens to the radio. Papa only watches hockey games. This suburb rocks with the Eddie Van Whalers. God save the Queen. Which made you a moron.
Well, I heard Wendell talking to Dave Hodge last night, and he said that he was confident and keen, and he said that Jock Rod didn't die, so all of us could fly. He said that hard work is the ethic of the free.
Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy, Wayne Gretzky. 14 ways that could change his fate. With a figurative rip of the sea from the Maple Leaf Captain, he met Bobby Clark in the 72 squad in his place. Now he holds a grudge to this day. Except for once, he's always stayed away. But tonight, I'm gonna stay up past my bedtime. Cause it's hockey night and the Leafs will play the Vancouver Canucks. And the captain lines up against Orland Curtin Bag. Took me to Maple Leaf Gardens. In the rarefied air, I was stoned by the pregame skate. Yeah, I remember the first time a sport made my heart harden. Yeah, when you traded the blue for the green in the WHA. And I learned to hold a grudge on that day. Understand why you've always stayed away. Yeah, tonight I'm gonna stay up past my bedtime. Because it's hockey night and the Leafs will play the Chicago Blackhawks. And the captain lines up against Eric Nestorenko. For all these years, yeah, I kinda wish that he could let go. From the majors, the Wolves, to the Leafs, to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's lifted the cup the same number of times as Gordy. Yeah, he's lifted the cup the same number of times as Wayne. But tonight, I'm gonna stay up past my bedtime. Because it's hockey night and the Leafs will play the expansion Sabres. Yeah, the captain lines up against Gilbert Perreault. I'm gonna tell you something now. You taught me so many things I know. Oh, won't you come back? Won't you come back? Won't you come back? Won't you come back? Oh, won't you come back? Won't you come back?
Look at that, an actual song about Dave Keon. Ah, I can't believe it. That was Stephen Stanley, who you might know from The Lowest of the Low. He seems to run a media graphic company in Toronto these days, and he only does music as sort of a, you know, weekend warrior kind of thing. But there's a new song from him anyways, 14 and Me, the song that actually inspired Dave Bedini to write the book Keon and Me, apparently. And Dave Bedini's actually playing guitar on that track. You can see it. There's a video. It's a CBC thing. You can find a video for it on the YouTube. I suggest you do. Yes, indeed. Pretty swell. Before that, Gretzky Rocks from The Pursuit of Happiness. And look at that. I finally played the Rio Statics. Jeff Robson is, I don't know, he's either got this weird twitch in his side or he's just jumping cartwheels right now. I don't know. The Ballad of Wendell Clark, Parts 1 and 2 from the Rio Statics' Greatest Hits album. And we started it all off with Petition from John K. Sampson's album, Provincial. There you go. And hopefully all that will give me some cred with Pav, so he can come on the show and play all his favorite Bruce songs. That's what we're hoping. Oh, speaking of favorite songs, man, oh man. A guy by the name of Michael Brown died last week from New Jersey. He is responsible for one of my favorite songs of all time. And one of yours too, I bet. He was 16 years old, Michael Brown was, when he wrote the song Walk Away Renee for his band The Left Bank. 16 years old. Can you believe it? What did you do when you were 16? What did I do when I was 16? Not too bloody much, let me tell you. I certainly didn't write anything as eternal as Walk Away Renee. It's just one of those songs. It's just, it's perfect. It's perfect in every conceivable way. It's just perfect. You can't get around it. It's just, listening to it, it transcends everything. It moves you into this astral plane of just, you know, wonderfulness. I don't know. I can't explain. I'm a million and three, and I can't even tell you how great this song is, let alone, you know, do anything that great. It's a wonderful thing. So we're going to pay tribute to Michael Brown. 16, he was the keyboard player in The Left Bank. He didn't actually sing it. He wrote most of their songs, but it was a guy named Steve Martin, actually. No, not that one, who did the singing. But Michael Brown played keyboards on it. And there's been a couple of notable covers of Walk Away Renee over the years. Here's one of them now from a record called Girl at Her Volcano. Originally released only on 10-inch vinyl. This is Ricky Lee Jones.
Follow you back home.
There it is, the original, the perfect little pop song. The Left Bank and Walk Away Renee, author of that song, Michael Brown, died last week in New Jersey. Before that, another gem from The Left Bank from that first record, titled Pretty Ballerina, Walk Away Renee. It was like it was a single. It was like a big single with some bonus tracks. Odd, that. She May Call You Up Tonight. That's the third best Left Bank song. We heard the Four Tops covering Walk Away Renee. The first time the song was covered, a year after the original went up the charts. And the Left Bank's second best song. Some people, you know, you could argue. You could argue it's their best. I don't know. You could go back and forth on that one. Pretty Ballerina. Pretty darn great in its own right, for sure. And Ricky Lee Jones covering the classic at the top of that set. John Prentice reminded us of Billy Bragg's version. He did a nice version. Very plaintive, but nice. If I'd have remembered it, I'd have played it tonight. I forgot about that one. But thanks for reminding me, John. But I don't know, could we have played the same song four times in one show? Generally, my limit is three. Except for that time I played a whole show of I'm on Fires. But that doesn't count. Bruce doesn't count. No, generally, our limit is playing the same song three times. Of course, the last time I played a song three times, you know, it was one of these songs. It was one of these songs that is just so perfect, you know, it can bring you to tears. Just the music. Doesn't even matter what the song is about. Just something about it. Just the pure beauty of this stupid little pop song can, you know, it can bring you to tears, really. And this is certainly, you know, the most recent song to ever do that to me. This is Always.
You've expressed explicitly
your intent for my matrimony. You've stood in lines to pay. It will not risk the alimony. We spent our days locked in a room pretending it's our Saying everybody. This is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It's true. You are. You're doing just that. Love that song, man. That last song. I love all those songs in that set. That was a whole set of songs that I nominate as perfect in every conceivable way. Just perfection. Pop perfection. That was the Roaches. They have a few songs that could land in that list. But that's number one for me. Factory Girl. That's an old English folk song. And I'd never heard anybody else do it before or since. But, chills every time I hear that. Before that, Pagliaro, Michelle Pagliaro. There's three of them that could easily be on that pop perfection list. We opted for Loving You Ain't Easy. Yep, we did. And speaking of Nathan, before that was Kerry Latimer fronting the band The Shallow End. Not much ever happened with The Shallow End, huh? That was a post-Novelero local combo featuring Brave New Dave there on drums and assorted other Novelarians and other folks. That was their first gig. I don't know. Did they ever have a second one? I don't know. But anyway, that was Kerry and The Shallow End. That was them live at the very first Bands versus Filmmakers Cinematech benefit at the West End Cultural Center, doing the old Lulu chestnut, To Sir With Love. We could easily have played Lulu, but, opted for some local content there, just on account of how sublime it was. And the fact that Bands versus Filmmakers 5 is happening soon, Saturday, May 23rd. Yep, they're doing it again. Attica Riots, Blunders Public, Pipskid, and more. Going to be bands going up against filmmakers on the stage at the West End. I won't be hosting this year. No. I had too much fun last year. Couldn't stand to do it again. I don't know who's hosting this year. Oh, it's that... what's your name? What's your face? Comedian chick. What's your name? I forget. Anyways, go and find out. It'll be fun, like it always is every year. And it does good for the good folks at Cinematech, too. Also in that set, we heard the Beatles from Rubber Soul, Norwegian Wood. Got to throw a Beatles song in there. They got a few great ones, don't they? And the Walker Brothers, Scott Walker and his other brothers. I don't know what his other brothers' names were. Tim and his other brother, Tim, I think, wasn't it? Something like that. The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. No bleakness, but perfectly so, wasn't it? Yes. And the most recent song to make our pop perfection list, those cute little kids from out east, Always, and Archie, Marry Me. I would marry all those songs that we just played. I would. We'd live happily ever after in a little cottage in the woods. Speaking of Kerry Latimer, did you know she's got a new record coming out? It's not under her name. No, she's joined the ranks of, I shouldn't say it's a solo act with a band name because it's not really. There's two of them. It's a family band. And, you know, family band names are just like Nowheresville now. They can't call themselves the Latimers. How dumb would that be, you know? Although, I don't know, I kind of like it. The Latimers, they get a big bus and paint it, and, that would work for me. I don't know. Anyways, you know, it's almost, well, it is spring now, isn't it? It's spring, and just like those tulip bulbs under the ground, there's a bunch of new albums just waiting to be released into the new season, into the new year. And there are album release shows to go along with them all. And Kerry's new project, the Latimer's new project, Leaf Rapids, is certainly one of them. Yep. And as a matter of fact, everything in this next set is brand new, and CD release shows are on sale now, so get them while you can. They're all coming up soon. Our pals, our buddies, local heroes, Hatcher Briggs, have a new record coming out. It's called Brilliant Sun. And what name are they using this time around? Well, they're going back to the beginning. They're calling themselves The Fuse for this one. It's about time. That's what everybody calls them, so they figured they might as well go along with it. They gave in, and the first full-length album, officially, by The Fuse, coming out. It's going to be released May 2nd at the Pyramid. Wendy Bird flying in for the show, and Scott Nolan opening them up. Yep, you can get tickets for that one right now at eventbrite.ca, or likely at the Pyramid and Ticketmaster, too. If they're not there now, they will be soon enough, but I know you can get them at eventbrite.ca right now. Also, with a new record coming out very, very soon, Ms. Rami Mays. The album is Devil on Both Shoulders. We've got the title cut for you in this next set. But first up, it's the Latimers, kids. They're calling themselves Leaf Rapids. And they made this record down in Nashville with all the super pro musicians that you find down in Nashville, just wandering the streets aimlessly. They grabbed a handful, threw them in the studio, and they came up with this here.
Swiftly beg your eyes not to run. No detour or sidetrack. Come, sweet darling, home. Come, sweet darling, home. A lane laced with roses is not where we are found. My wages barely scrape me a hatch to batten down. A hatch to batten down. I am fit to keep you from the dark. Is as bark is as sharp as it. To shield you from the cruel, it's true. Should I lock you up inside? Thank you.
Hey, this is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
What do you do when the world starts calling your name? What do you do when everybody's feeling the same? What can you do when you want to shake it up? Well, your time to shake is out of luck. What do you do when the weight can't carry her? What can you say when language is your barrier? Where you gonna go when they wanna bring you down? Live where you're from, you ain't never leaving town. Na 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 na, you're getting older.
Precious rays of white as snow, and let me understand. Now he walks on alone, crossing fields and turning stones. When the sun looks away, leaves him there, takes his day. Precious rays of whitest gold, and then we don't hold your ground till the world comes
Saturday, May 2nd, you can pick up a copy of that for yourself. Brilliant Sun, the new record from The Fuse. Yes, indeed. Wendy Bird flying in for the show, and Scott Nolan opening up at the Pyramid Cabaret. Tickets on sale now, eventbrite.ca. Rami Mays will be releasing her new record. It's called Devil on Both Shoulders. We heard the title track. You can pick up one of those Friday, May 8th at the West End Cultural Center. And Leaf Rapids kicked off that set with a brand new track titled April from their debut album, Lucky Stars. They and their special guest, Slow Leaves, will be taking the stage at the West End Friday, April 17th. That's coming up pretty soon. Get your tickets while you can. I bet all three of those shows are going to be sellouts. You should be able to buy a triple pack. I think you should. Well, look at that. That's all I have planned, and there's still like 18 minutes left in the show. It's 7:40. We got 20 minutes left. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We should check the weather. I wonder, it's sloppy out there, huh? It's sloppy as all get out. It's going to stay sloppy for a few days. Not going to be too warm tomorrow. It's -2 right now. It's not bad, really, out there. That's why it's so sloppy. Tomorrow, the high is only -4.
But then for the weekend, it's warming up again. It's going to be somewhat spring-like again. 1 degree Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, both 5 degrees. And then Monday shoots up to 12. So let's hope it stays like that for a while, huh? Get rid of all this water. But yeah, if we make it to the weekend, we'll be fine. If we can make it to the weekend. That's the old Merle Haggard number there. Should we do this? Should we rock out? Should we rock the F out with this brand new song? I said we were playing some new music. That whole last set was full of new music. Here's a new one, too. This will be on his new record. He decided to throw it out there just for nothing, just for fun. You can have it. Just go to his website. It's there. You can have it. Just take it. Just take it. He doesn't want it. Take it. It's brand new music from Frank Turner, and it's awesome.
I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch, and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future, I'm not stuck on the past. I've got no new tricks, yeah, my pump breaks, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. Took a plain black marker, started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better, because we're not dead yet. They threw me a whirlwind, and I spat back the sea. I took a battering, but I've got thicker skin and the best people I know are looking out for me. So I'm taking the high road. My engine's running high and fine. May I always see the road rising up to meet me and my enemies defeated in a mirror behind. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. She took a plane back, Marcus, started riding on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better, because we're not dead yet. It's just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your thumbs. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a simple ground missing from the person you miss. A reminder you could always be a little bit better than that. So try and get better and don't ever accept less. Take a plain black marker and write this on your chest. Draw a line underneath all of this unhappiness. Come on now, let's fix this mess. We can get better, because we're not dead yet. We can get better, because we're not dead yet.
All right, Winnipeg, this is Frank Turner, and you lucky people are privileged enough to be listening to All Bruce all the time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, this is Franz Nicolai.
It don't matter how high we go. It don't matter if it's high. Dirt. in town when it all comes around. You're just dirt. You're just dirt.
Hey, this is Butch Hancock. You're downtown and, believe it or not, underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW. If you're listening on the radio, which I hope you are right now, it's 95.9 FM.
Hey.
Got a nice little kiss.
from July Talk. It's a beautiful day in Winnipeg, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I'm gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss the way we got along. Me and myself do right and wrong. I'm gonna miss me when I'm gone. I'm gonna miss me when I die. When I'm called up to the by and by. I'll miss the flowers and the trees. But most of all, I'm gonna miss me. I'm the best friend I ever had. I know to you that might seem sad. But over here it ain't no joke. I'm gonna miss me when I croak. When everything is said and done, I'll miss the world and all its fun. I'll miss the things I used to do. And I might even miss you too. Okay! Friend I ever had. I know to you that might seem sad, but over here it ain't no joke. I'm gonna miss me when I croak. I'm gonna miss me when I go. Gonna miss the sunshine, rain and snow. And I'll miss me singing this song about missing me when I'm gone. I'm gonna miss me when I'm gone. Everybody!
Gonna miss the way we got along.
Me and myself.
Me and myself through right and wrong.
Gonna miss me.
I'm gonna miss me when I'm gone.
I'm gonna miss me when I'm gone. I'm gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to miss me when I'm gone, too. And I'm going to be gone in mere moments. That's it for the Twang Trust, kids. It's 7:56 coming up next on CKUW.
What is this thing called?
Your show here. No, it's not. It's got a name. I always forget it. It's called The Sane. The Sane, the S-A-N-E. Tune in to find out what that stands for. And next week on the Twang Trust, I don't know. It'll be like this show, except even more awesome, if you can believe that. I know it's hard to believe, but it will be. Just tune in and find out. I'll prove it to you. That's it, kids. What did we hear in that last set anyways? That was Ben Vaughn from the Texas Road Trip album, the brand new Ben Vaughn album. Augie Myers on accordion there. Yes, indeed. Miss Me When I'm Gone. Before that, Adam Baldwin from his self-titled debut EP. We heard a song called Bonnie Raitt. We heard The Green Light from Mohair Sweets. We heard Dirt from Chuck Prophet. And we heard Get Better from Frank Turner. And how can we follow all that up? What do you follow up that with? Well, there's only one thing. There's only one person that can follow up all that great music, and that is, of course, Mr. Boxcar Willie. We'll see you next week.
Got a cute little walk with a hippity hop. She's big at the little and bottom at the top.
Do you need any help?
No help, come on it.
Could you use a little help?
No help, come on it.
Call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. Well, piggy wiggy. She calls me her little thingamajiggy. Every time I ask her for a kiss, I hear a little voice sound something like this.
Do you need any help?
No help on it.
Could you use a little help?
No help on it.
Call me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. Well, I love my baby. She's a little bitty booger. Cute as a button and sweet as sugar. And I'm gonna buy her a diamond ring. We'll get married in the spring.
Do you need any help?
No help on it.
Could you use a little help?
Help wanted.
Call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. Well, I'm gonna take her honky tonky tonight. We're gonna do everything upright. When the music starts to swing and sway, gonna dance till the break of day.
Do you need any help?
No help on it.
You could use a little help.
No help on it.
Call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. No help on it. Call me Jumpin' Box Carlisle Willie.